put together a devastating attack on Hillary Clinton's credibility that would sway a lot of undecided voters. Todd, listening on Sirius 450 in New Hampshire. Hey, Todd.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for taking my call, bud.
No problem.
Perfect segue for what I was thinking about. I feel like, you know, the strategist may look back on this after, you know, knowing that this is 4 years since the last election, and wondering, you know, why this is waiting so long, you know, in terms of his ads. But the way I look at it, this world and society is so reactionary now, and with social media and DVRs with no commercials, all I hear is Trump, Manafort, Sandler, with all those guys, they probably say September 1st, the end of the summer. So it's almost like they don't have as big of a war yet. Yeah, okay, we're going to go with this, the way that social media rolls now, and the way that everyone is, you know, look at your kids. You can't ask them what happened 3 weeks ago, but ask them what happened 3 minutes ago on your phone. And it's that way that society is now. And it's almost like that's the mentality of the strategy. Whether it wins or loses, we're going to find out on November 9th. But it's, you know, less money, closer to the election, onslaught, and then add in all the things that still might come out with Hillary Clinton.
Right. Todd, it could be, but I think it's unlikely in that he's already paid the price in almost every battleground state by not answering. And by not having the answer, what's his greatest strength? His business record and his look at the economy. Now, in economic, when it comes to the economy, you know, she polls better in most polls now. And when it comes to his business record, they actually made him out to be a failure, which we know it's not the case. But he's not pushed back with his own examples, his own success stories, his own testimonials. You know, from the Woolman ring to the golf course he just rebuilt for the Bronx as a favor to the city that's now profitable, to the Commodore Hotel, I mean, to rebuilding, reconfiguring the skyline of New York City, selling his name globally. I haven't heard those stories. I mean, you got to be able to cut a commercial and put some music underneath it, I thought.
It's Kilmeade and Friends on Fox News Talk.
Yes, that's kind of right out there.
Sir, what did the guy look like? Was he white, black, or Hispanic?
He is white.
Yeah, how old is he?
About 25 years old.
And what was he wearing?
Shorts and a t-shirt.
Do you know who he is?
injury. There's just a bubble, but they don't want to admit that. And by just simply raising the possibility of a September rate hike, all of a sudden, gold sold off. In fact, gold went from up $18 to up maybe $2 or $3. Silver went negative. It lost its entire rally in a matter of minutes. And the dollar recovered better than a third of its losses simply at the mention of the possibility of a September rate hike that nobody actually believes is going to happen, yet it influenced the markets. And I believe that was the goal that I think he was trying to undo the damage done overnight by his counterpart over in San Francisco, that president of the San Francisco Federal Reserve, John Williams. But you have dueling bankers expressing somewhat opposite opinions. But the one by John Williams,
when she arrived,
was a well-thought-out
offender on top of a victim, a male victim who was laying on the driveway leading into the garage. She immediately closed the gap between herself and that fight and poured her taser. When she got there, she realized that the offender was actually biting the victim in the face and causing what turned out to be some substantial trauma to his face and bite marks.
He was also very involved in North Miami Beach Optimist, coach for years. Local team spoke briefly. Athletic field located
Palm Beach, and that's where the survivor of this disturbing crime is recovering after being stabbed. The Houston News reporter, this is Michael.
Chris, minutes ago, got a chance to speak with the father of that surviving victim. He's 47 years old, and right now he is inside the trauma unit after his father tells me he was stabbed three times in the back. Now let's go to that crime scene from overnight. Again, this father identifying him as 47-year-old Jeff Fisher. He tells me that his son, late last night, went out to walk the dog. He lived right across the street from where this all happened. He heard a commotion coming from the garage. He rushed into the garage, and that is when he saw that 19-year-old suspect going on the attack. His father telling me that he believes his son was actually hit with a whiskey bottle before he was stabbed multiple times. His son rushed to this hospital. Obviously, he is being treated as a trauma patient. Very serious condition, but he is expected to survive.
He was laying on the floor, bleeding pretty badly. It was scary. Twice here, once here, which is almost close to the jugular, and then three small wounds in the back. He was trying to break the fight up, and the guy turned on him.
Paper would carry a lot more weight.